32. And I'm joined now by the Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, to talk about this week's P&Z meeting. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. So was the meeting worth the wait of one day?
Yes, it most certainly was. It was well attended, which was the plan, so that was good. And luckily, we started early last night at 5 o'clock. You know, we usually start at 7, and we did have quite the marathon. So we started with the Aquarian Water Company, which actually was postponed, but that was that is coming back to us in September. This is for the land purchase. It's an exciting situation where we're coupling with the land trust to get that land preserved in perpetuity. So we'll hear that in September. So what ended up being our first one was 124 Old Mill Road. That's commonly known in town as Mel Gibson's old house. And it's been purchased by a neighbor of that property, and they are looking to establish a center for learning. Technically under zoning, it would be considered an educational use. This was a pre-application, meaning this was in for a non-binding discussion with the commission. They were in favor of such a use. Comments came in from the Roundhill Association who were also in favor of the use. Things that the commission wants to see in the future are more details on how fundraising and events will be handled. Then we moved on to a much smaller project. This is a fan on one of the greens at Burning Tree Country Club, which has been the ire of the neighbors in that area. In the end, it was approved based on the understanding of with the applicant that the fan itself must always meet the decibel levels that are permitted under the town noise ordinance. So that was approved. Then we went to the Scenic Road application. We've heard this several times. There's two main points of discussion, whether or not the commission under the charter can interpret the charter to allow for more than one road in combination to, in total, meet the requirement that this has to be a half mile. So the charter reads it has to be a half mile segment of road. And if you add up all the bits and pieces of the road, including Sound Beach Avenue, Arch and Westcombe, then they are over that half mile, but in individually they're not. So that's the first question. And the second question is whether the average of the traffic in that loop is considered, quote, intensive. There is no definition of the word intensive. So in that scenario, you would go to the dictionary definition, if you will, or the common sense one. So the applicant did a very good job of laying out their case as to what should be considered intensive based on other definitions from out the state, the dictionary, etc. The commission also had comments from their traffic consultant Beta, who used traffic engineering standards and did conclude that they thought it was intensive. So the commission has a lot to think about on this one, and as such, it was left open. And we'll hear that one in September. Then we moved to 11 Eggleston. This is the one with the magnificent tree on the property. Unfortunately, based on the arborist report, which was a requirement from the last meeting, it appears that the tree cannot be saved and have reasonable development on that property. So in the end, it was agreed that the tree could come down. They are replacing it with four new trees. So that was approved and moved forward. For Little Cove Place, similarly, single-family residents in the coastal overlay zone, that was moved forward. 7 Meadow Place is the third coastal house we heard last night, and the issue there is the home is constructed on piles because it's in the velocity flood zone, as is their pool deck. The pool decking was not found to be acceptable by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. The applicant argued that they could just remove the pool and then work with the DEEP and come in later. We agreed to hold that one open and allow the applicant to start processing their application without the pool internally through the administrative processes of planning and zoning, such that by the time it gets to the September 9th meeting, they'll be ready to go, you know, in very short order afterwards, assuming that everything's in check with engineering, etc. Then we move to Innis Arden. As I mentioned yesterday, this is the paddle tennis courts and new clubhouse, etc. And that was moved forward. So that had been postponed from several meetings, but they managed to work out their issues. So that one moved quickly. Greenwich Country Day School, This one was closed with no action. If you recall, Tony, this is for the new bleachers and a new stadium for the new high school, which is the old Sandwich School. And so this is the facilities there. So again, it was closed, and the commission's expected to make a decision at the September meeting. 36 Pembroke Road was a conversion from a single-family dwelling to a two-family dwelling. Unfortunately, they did not have the parking there, and it was clear that the commission could not, quote-unquote, modify the parking requirements under Section 6-155, so the applicant withdrew before the commission could take a vote. And lastly, rounding out the night was a subdivision at resubdivision at 269 Parma Hill Road, and the finding was actually that it was not a subdivision or resubdivision, and therefore was just a minor lot line revision. In fact, it was so minor, it could have been one of our smallest one of 11 square feet, but nonetheless, these things do need to go to the commission per the courts, so that was not a lot of fanfare and moved forward quickly. And that rounded us out for last night.
All right. Well, I mean, I was going to say 11 square feet. Even my house is bigger than that.
Yeah.
Before we get to the next meeting, just a quick question about the aquarium. Why was it postponed?
So what happens when we do a subdivision application is the commission's job is to determine that the proposed lots are, in fact, developable, so to speak. And in trying to prove that, the applicant ran into some issues with meeting the drainage manual, nothing that can't be met, but nonetheless needs to be documented appropriately, so they need to work some things out with the Department of Public Works.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, next meeting, not until September, correct?
Yes, September 9th. We have a whole month off. And actually, we have some exciting zoning regulation changes that are coming up. They will be on our website shortly, and I do encourage people to take a look at them. First is we do want to extend the temporary outdoor dining. The executive orders run out in early September. If you recall, the Board of Selectmen did take a vote recently to extend the nodes that they created. That's their bailiwick, is make changes to the roadways. So they've extended that into December. It's the Planning and Zoning Commission's role to then extend the powers under the executive order that allow us to do the temporary outdoor dining, and the commission is looking to do that probably not until mid-December. We're having a meeting early next week to determine the right date, and probably mid-November. We don't want to get in conflict with shoppers. First of all, I think it's going to be too cold and people won't want to eat outside anyway, but either way, we want to make sure that there's a proper balance between the restaurants and the holiday shopping and whatever. So we'll be working on that one. Also, in terms of regulation changes, we are looking to make our accessory dwelling unit regulations more flexible. We only have about 100 of them in town. We've had the regulations since the 80s. I think that it's an excellent way to get additional affordable housing and housing for the elderly. Those are the two types of accessory units that we have, either elderly or affordable. So we would like to get more of those. So we're looking to increase the size of the unit itself. Also, when the home has to be constructed in order to be eligible for conversion of some of the space to an accessory dwelling unit. So looking forward to that. And we also want to codify what we've been doing with our pre-applications. You've been testing it out, so to speak, for the last year, and I think by all accounts it's just a terrific system. So we want to get that put into the books. And then lastly, we're going to make a small adjustment to our coastal area management zone regulations where the commission will, we want to note specifically that the commission wants coastal buffer areas in terms of plantings between the developments and the water. So we'll put that into the books too, hopefully, at that meeting. Other things coming up are some two families on East Elm Street. Let's see, we've got a couple of subdivisions that we're hearing on. There's one on Indian Field Road. There's a two-unit residential building on Oak Street West in Byram, and a couple of coastal homes, too. So we'll be looking forward to some lively discussions and hopefully not too long meetings.
How late did it go last night?
You know, it wasn't too bad. It was 11 o'clock, but since we started at 5, ordinarily it would have been another 1 o'clock in the morning affair. So I think everyone enjoyed the earlier start time.
All right. And what about a couple of Aquarian? Are they going to be in the next meeting?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, they will be on. They will be on also. And the idea is that then they will get an approval, hopefully, for them and for the town. And then they will go to the RTM. So I do know that the filing is proposed for the August deadline so that they can make it onto the September RTM call.
Okay. And Cardinal Stadium?
Cardinal Stadium, they did get approved at the last meeting for the first, for the home field bleachers, and word is that they will be coming in shortly for the visitor side bleachers, and if it's not on that first September meeting, it will most likely be on our second September meeting, which would be the 22nd.
All right, great. Katie, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning and effort, and have a good rest of August. We'll talk in September. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. You too.
That is Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich on